from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Back here on 96.5, The Fan, Fesco and Dusty, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. Damn, glad to have you on a Tuesday. I just can't get over
it. I think it's Wednesday, though, in my world.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't get over how dark it stays.
Like, it's starting to get lighter out there. I went and looked out east.
Yeah.
And the sun is starting to come up this morning. Wait till the wintertime, Dusty.
I can't wait.
No idea what it's going to be like.
Cannot wait.
Doesn't get light until 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's
perfect. How'd the sun go?
Well, that's perfect. That's okay.
Last night, how great was that weather, though, man?
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
So good.
How good was that weather? Sat outside last night, watched a little bit. I think my neighbor Jeff was hammering till 8 o'clock at night, so I had to go back in. Sorry, Jeff.
Dusty, he's an expert on pink skies.
No pink this morning yet.
Not
no
yet.
Pink. No, it's beautiful outside, though. It was a gorgeous night last night, and boy, if we could bottle that weather, as they like to say. When was the last time you bottled weather? That would be just perfect. Last night was just a gorgeous, gorgeous night, and hopefully we get a couple more like that, because I did see on Sunday it's supposed to be 97 again, so the heat is not leaving us as much as we would like it to be gone.
Take a sip of your coffee.
Yeah. Guy's asking on the text line about MacArthur, 3 texts in a row about can he be fixed. How the hell do I know if he can be fixed?
Sending to Bob the Builder. You know? Coming up a little bit later, we'll get into conversations of how you could have an MVP and a manager of the year here on Fesco and Dusty. But
how about a bullpen?
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'll take a bullpen for $500, Alex.
That's right.
I think it's interesting, though, as we transition into football, because we already had one text of the sky is falling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Royals are done. Football season starts.
Right.
It's like, come on.
There's another game today, and if they win today and take 2 out of 3 from the Angels, you're back in.
So
that's the beauty of baseball.
I love this topic here, because when we bring this up, I want to ask you something.
All right.
And maybe Mac as well, you can chime in on this. Maybe I'm way behind, and I hope Binkley's listening.
What do you mean you hope?
So Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, there's no better no better duo in the league, right?
Right.
We all agree.
Of all time.
Just like it was Belichick and Brady.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I know you can't really compare the two because Belichick was such a defensive mind. Andy Reid is such an offensive mind.
Right.
Do you think, because Andy Reid says that he's okay with Patrick Mahomes throwing the pass, you know, the behind the back, right?
Letting
him do his antics. And we'll get into some Patrick Mahomes for those a little bit later. Do you think Patrick Mahomes has full trust from Andy Reid to call his own game yet, or has he already been doing it?
I think it's a two-part question, and I think both answers could be yes, right? Like, I don't think he's doing it right now. I do think Andy Reid gives him the ability to audible at the line of scrimmage, and it's funny you bring that up because I was looking at a clip yesterday of Derek Carr years ago with the Raiders in overtime when Josh McDaniels was fraudulently the head coach of that franchise. He's a fraud, too. You want to talk about biggest frauds in sports, Josh McDaniels is right up there on top of that list. Yeah, Josh McDaniels is on that list. Anybody that came from the Belichick coaching tree, quite frankly, is on that list. But anyway, I digress. Maybe Belichick's even on that list.
No.
No, stop.
Look, what is he without Tom Brady? He's like 20 games below 500. It's pretty simple. I mean, it's pretty simple math.
But I don't think he's a fraud.
He's pretty simple math. He can't win without Tom Brady. He won 8 Super Bowls, 6 with Tom Brady, 2 with Lawrence Taylor.
Tom Brady played defense, too, and had a top 10 defense for 20 years. I forgot about that.
They didn't always have a top 10 defense. How is he without Tom Brady? Just look at the numbers. It's pretty simple. He's not good without Tom Brady. I don't want to get into Belichick right now. What was your question? Does he have the trust of Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
So I'm watching this Raider tape the other day, and they're playing Seattle years ago in overtime, and Derek Carr audibles at the line of scrimmage, and he hands off, I guess it was to Josh Jacobs, and he goes like 80 yards for a touchdown. They win in overtime. Josh McDaniels, they show on the sideline in the captions, like, Josh McDaniels can't even be excited for this win because Derek Carr screwed him and audibled at the line of scrimmage. And you could see how mad Josh McDaniels was when this team just won a football game.
Yeah.
And so from an Andy Reid standpoint, I think Andy Reid gives Patrick Mahomes the ability and has the trust in him to, and I know he does, to trust him at the line of scrimmage to say, if you see something, it's okay to audible into it. I don't think Andy Reid will ever be a guy who allows his quarterback, no matter who it is, to take full control and call a game, because that's allowing your kids to take over the house. And when they take over the house, we know exactly what happens.
You're not doing that with your two?
No. they're not doing what you say. They're not doing what you ask. You got to still be the boss. And I think that's where Andy Reid comes in. Like, I got trust in you to audible at the line of scrimmage, but I'm still going to make the plays. I'm still going to make the calls, and we're still going to do it my way, because I'm pretty good at what I do, and you're pretty good at what you do, so let's collaborate and take care of business.
I just think it's also interesting that, and this is the other topic I have with Patrick Mahomes with this, because I know the behind-the-back play is exhausted right now. It's stale. But it's the fact that Andy Reid's quote is like, well, they do it in basketball all the time. No big deal.
Yeah, right.
He's like, I've never seen him really do it in a game, but gosh dog, I see it every day.
Yeah.
And it's like, not only is Andy Reid numb to Patrick Mahomes, and that's why it's like the best thing to do.
The fact that he comped it to basketball, though, is like, it's not even the same,
he's
Andy.
He's a California guy, man. he's got some round ball classics in his system. And I think the greatest thing about Patrick Mahomes early on was like watching him with somebody else who wasn't really in tune to football, but like just was there for the action. And then he would do one of those things, and you'd watch their reaction. And did you guys both watch Game of Thrones? Neither one.
I did not.
So like, you remember your reaction when you watched The Red Wedding. Okay. So I considered myself Andy Reid in that situation, because I read the books. Oh, congratulations. You read books. But it was fun reading that the first time. And my reaction was like, holy cow. I went back and reread it. So then I watched the scene with like 3 other people. And at the moment, I'm just kind of looking around, seeing everybody's demeanor, seeing how they look, seeing what's going on. And the scene happens, and I watch their reactions. And that's what Patrick Mahomes used to be. Now everybody's kind of used to it. And even the damn head coach is competent at basketball, be like, whatever. Yeah. Does it all the time.
But that's Andy Reid in a nutshell, though.
Right.
He's not impressed by anything. It's always about what's going to be next. And that's kind of what makes Andy Reid a pretty good football coach, right? A pretty good leader. Like, you did your job. You got the work done. That's great. We got another play coming up in 29 seconds, and the clock is counting down, and it's not waiting for us to celebrate and marvel at Patrick Mahomes' behind-the-back play. I got to get the next play, and great, we scored a touchdown. That was fantastic. I got to get ready for the next offensive series. And he always keeps going. And I don't know if Andy Reid, and maybe once he retires, he'll let us know if he's ever been wowed, truly wowed by something. Mm-hmm. Like you see his reaction after they win the Super Bowl When do you ever see a reaction like that from Andy Reid any other time? You don't. All of us are going, oh my God, with Mahomes. And Andy Reid's like, all right, wing left, 32 on five. Let's go break the huddle and get the play in. Like Andy's always just on to the next. And that's why he is such a good football coach and such a good leader, because he never gets caught up in that moment. He never lets the moment take over. He's always ready. He's always prepared. He's always moving forward. And that's why I thought it was so funny just listening to him yesterday going, yeah, it's not a big deal. We see this in basketball all the time. And I'm just like, yeah, but this is football. You know, like, this isn't basketball. This was something that he did that was unique and different. But he probably also, too, doesn't want to give him the credit to say, yeah, that was pretty wild, because then Patrick Mahomes will be like, see, even Andy was impressed by that. Let's try to do it again. And so you got to keep him grounded as well and whatnot. Like, Andy's just the perfect leader for this organization and just does so many good things day in and day out that leads to this team being successful.
Yeah, it's officially Patrick Mahomes days away from the first game that you can hear right here on 96.5 The Fan.
15 days away, man.
And then 2 weeks tomorrow.
And then 13 days on Friday.
Yep, Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then 12 days on Saturday, 11 on Sunday, then 10 on Monday.
Then it gets really serious.
Then it's
nine after Tuesday.
I know, and then eight. And then we're talking seven a week from tomorrow, and then next Friday would be six. And then, I mean, it just the numbers just dwindling.
You say under seven. How many more weeks, months, days, games do you start worrying about a first-round pick last year in Felix Odunigbuoma?
Never.
I was going to say, was he ever supposed to? And I'm not trying, again, timeout. I'm not throwing shade at FAU. I'm really not, right? That was a year where they had the last pick in the draft in Kansas City, took a local kid.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I hate to be this guy, they didn't really need to pick anybody in that draft.
No, they really didn't.
Right? Sounding like such a biased fan, but it was like, who are the Chiefs going to take in the first round? It's like, well, they might trade up for a wide receiver.
And when that didn't happen, they, you know.
You kind of knew. Yeah. And a lot of people are like, oh, Quentin Johnson in the draft. Good thing they didn't draft him. How's he doing in Los Angeles? Not good. I ain't done. And it was like, with the 32nd pick of the NFL draft, the Chiefs select Felix Odunigbuoma. You're like, oh,
okay,
local guy.
Draft's
and
over
now
and go
all of a
to
sudden,
bed.
Everybody wants to put this sort of draft pick because it's year two and we haven't seen much. And I know that there was a stat that says he's only gotten to like 3.3 pressures of quarterbacks in, I don't know, 11 games played. Let's do sample sizes now. But, like, do we consider that a bust? Like, is it?
I got to be honest with you, Dusty. I don't have time in my life to worry about Felix Odunigbuoma.
Yeah,
you know, like, it's just such a minor part of this. I saw somebody yesterday saying, look who they drafted him ahead of. And people were complaining about that. Like, if you're sitting around complaining about a Brett Veach draft pick, you need a hobby. You need a girlfriend, and you need some balance in your life, because Brett Veach has nailed every single draft, right? You're not going to have a home run player with every single pick, even though Brett Veach has kind of laid that groundwork for us, right? Like every draft pick, seventh round, fifth round, third round. I mean, like the whole thing, right? It's been phenomenal the way that he's drafted. But you're not going to get a home run on every single pick. And they drafted Felix because they knew he was going to be a project guy. Really didn't need him to do anything last year. He was able to redshirt last year. I don't understand, with all the greatness that's going on in Kansas City sports, how people can sit around and worry about a guy who's barely part of what they're trying to do. And anything you get out of Felix this year, going to be kind of gravy for you. You know, like, they got a really good defense coming back. George Karloftis is one of the best defensive ends that nobody talks about in the NFL. Chris Jones is going to, you know, destroy centers up front. Mm-hmm. You got Nick Bolton. You got Drew Tranquil. You got Trent McDuffie, who should be an All-Pro this year. Like, you got stars on that defense.
Don't forget about Leo.
and Leo Chenal as well, right?
That's my guy.
People sitting around worrying about FAU, and like, that's the difference to me between people on social media, X, formerly Twitter, and the general population. I don't know, like, the general population is worried about Felix. Like, when I'm out and about in public, nobody asks me about Felix. Nope, nobody cares, because the Chiefs are winning football games. They're doing great things. But then you go to social media, and it's like, oh, my God, this guy Felix stinks, and look at all the players they could have had. They've won back-to-back Super Bowls, and one of their best offensive weapons is a seventh-round running back out of Rutgers. Like, I'm good.
I would take the opposite effect and say, if that's what you have to worry about, then they're going to be just fine.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, oh, shoot. Jeez. You know, because this comes from Chiefs Hives Twitter. It says,
Officially starting to get worried. Felix Ndike Uzomah had 30 pass rush snaps, generated a total of 2 pressures against the Lions.
Oh, no.
He had a win rate of 3.3%.
Oh, in a preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
30 snaps is not a sample size that I care about. That's just nothing.
I don't care about anything that happens in a preseason game.
Yeah.
Let alone a pass rate win against the Lions.
It's, yeah.
Like, you don't know the game plan. You don't know what these players are trying to do. You don't know what the coaches are trying to tell them to do. There's very good possibility they went out there and they go, this is a base defense. Just get some contact in. Don't worry. Like, you just don't know what the game plan is.
Right.
And so to sit there and judge a preseason game on a draft pick from last year and to lose your mind and to waste the energy on that, like, come on now. This is a Super Bowl team. That's all that matters. And if Felix comes in and plays well, great. If he doesn't, you're a Super Bowl team.
Tomorrow, Fesco and I will break down the backup long snapper for the Kansas City Chiefs,
right,
who could cost them 5 yards.
Yes.
I don't always take what Tom Brady has to say, pretty seriously, just over the last few weeks or so, just because it's been
random. Is it okay to say I don't like his voice?
Yeah, for sure. I've been told that.
People don't like your voice, or people don't like Tom Brady's voice?
Yeah, I mean, people are just like, yeah, you have a weird voice.
All right.
It's never women, though. But this is what Tom Brady had to say about...
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, I see the gentleman who's telling you that right now.
That's right. This is Tom Brady on some really good advice.
Got jorts on and his jersey tucked in.
That's right.
There used to be college programs. Now there are college teams. You're no longer learning a program. You're learning a playbook. And the program is ultimately, like at Michigan, for me, that was a pro-style program. 5 years, I got to learn how to drop back pass, to read defenses, to read coverages, to be coached. I had to learn from being seventh quarterback on the depth chart to moving up to third to ultimately being a starter. I had to learn all those things in college. That was development. Then I went to New England, and I was developed by Coach Belichick and the offensive staff there. I didn't start my first year. I think it's just a tragedy that we're forcing these rookies to play early. But the reality is the only reason why they are is because we dumbed the game down, which has allowed them to play. It used to be thought of at a higher level. We used to spend hours and hours in the offseason and training camp trying to be a little bit better than next year. But I think what happens is it discourages the coaches from going to deep levels because they realize the players don't have the opportunity to go to a deep level. So they're just going to teach them where they're at.
He was cooking there for a second.
I'm waiting for Tom Brady to say he remembers when a Hershey used to cost a nickel, too,
right,
because
that,
he got to old man yells at clouds fast, didn't he?
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. I like what his narrative was. And his narrative there is basically like, hey, rookie quarterbacks need a year in the NFL to sit back and relax.
Depends on the situation.
Correct. Now, Chicago is an outlier this year.
Who would he have mentored under this year?
Right. Or what you do is you go and get a veteran quarterback in the offseason and you say, hey, man, you're our starter. You're our starter in the future. If it clicks a little bit more halfway through the season, your season's over, then it's like, okay, we're not going to make the playoffs. Go get some reps in real-time games. You look at guys that are some of the most successful quarterbacks in NFL history, all sat behind somebody that was a veteran. Now, again,
but all of them had great veterans.
Right.
The Sippy, I'd like, say what you want about Drew Brees. That guy's a borderline Hall of Famer.
Right. And you look at Patrick Mahomes, right? Everybody would tell you, I mean, I'm sure anybody will tell you, when they play the Tennessee Titans that playoff game, if Mahomes plays that game, they win.
They win, right.
But what happens next? What if Mahomes goes out there and has a terrible game and his psyche's messed up?
You don't know.
And I'm not saying that
I'll never argue Andy Reid on that one.
And sometimes you got to know that the Ferrari in the garage has to wait a couple months before you're legally able to drive. Aaron Rodgers behind Brett Favre.
But again, a Hall of Famer.
Right. And then you look at Tom Brady behind Drew Bledsoe.
Again, a Hall of Famer.
And when you look at these situations.
Drew Bledsoe?
Bledsoe's borderline Hall of Famer. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Powerful arm.
Yeah.
Loves quarterback.
No, borderline. He's not a Hall of Famer, but he's borderline. Like, okay, if he doesn't get hurt, I'm sure Drew Bledsoe probably makes the Hall of Fame. Like, he's really good. I mean, he was the first, like, $100 million quarterback, too, if I'm not mistaken.
He was good. Hall of Fame stretch, but he was good.
But he's like, we don't know the rest of what his career could have been. You know, that's why I say borderline Hall of Famer. He's a really good quarterback, but really somebody good to learn under. Like, you had a legit veteran there. And again, like all this revisionist history about Tom Brady, it was a 6th-round draft pick. You had no intentions of playing that cat ever. You know, Bledsoe got hurt. You threw him in, and the rest is history, right?
And I think that if you want some sort of
reference to how this conversation that we're having on August 21st, 2024, we could have this conversation August 21st, 2026. And the guy that's going to thrive from this is somebody like a Michael Penix Jr.
And I was going to say that before you brought him up. Like, I know people are critical of what Atlanta did, but that's really, in a utopic society, that's what you want to do. But a lot of teams aren't in position, Dusty, to do that. That's why they're drafting quarterbacks in the first round. The Bears weren't in position to do that. The Atlanta Falcons happen to be in position to do something like that. The Chiefs happen to be in position to do something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, in all honesty, with that 10th overall pick, Chiefs didn't need to draft a quarterback in that situation. They just targeted the guy that they loved, and it ended up being the right guy because they had a really good quarterback here, but they believed that they could go out and get better, and that's exactly what they did. But they still had that veteran presence quarterback here that was willing to be the leader, the mentor, the coach on the field, if you will, to Patrick Mahomes. Like, to me, you can't look at what the Chiefs did with Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes and say that's the way it should be done, because it's almost impossible to do something like that. Again, these teams are picking high. They're drafting first-round quarterbacks because they don't have that guy on their roster. There's a reason why they're doing that. And the reason why these guys are playing right away, Tom, is because they're making a lot of money, and you don't want to waste those years and spend that money on first round draft picks, so you're going to throw them into the fire. I don't have a problem with quarterbacks starting right away unless they have a situation like we have here in Kansas City. But again, that is so rare to have, and to have somebody willing to be that leader like Alex Smith was for Patrick Mahomes, that you just can't model yourself after this. You just can't. You're chasing yourself. You're chasing your tail if you're trying to say every situation from a quarterback should be like it was here in Kansas City, because that's just not possible. We are so fortunate that we had that situation.
I don't know if you saw this or not, but there is a new wave of the future in Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
QR codes on the back of their helmets.
I like this thing, especially after Gundy yesterday says stop begging for money, and then hours later they put a QR code on the helmet for all the players that you can send money to during the game. I think this is the coolest thing ever. Like, say you have a parlay and Oklahoma State's involved and a kid scores a touchdown and cashes your ticket for you. Click that QR code, send that cat some money, man.
I love it. Like, I love it. Passing the helmet through the stands.
I think it's great. Like, how many times have you been watching a game? Maybe you had a few too many, or you're doing whatever, and you know how it is. Instead of ordering the Ginsu knives off the infomercial, you're scanning QR codes on helmets and sending cash to kids for helping you cash bets. I think it's a brilliant idea, and I think every school should be doing something like this. Make the people watching the game who are benefiting from the players scoring touchdowns and stuff like that, even if you're not betting on the game, but you have a rooting interest in the game, I think it'd be cool for these kids to check their Venmo and all of a sudden, hey, I got $500. I love it.
The source comes from Brett McMurphy. Oklahoma State will wear a QR code on their helmets this season, linking to general team fund for every student athlete on the roster. It's believed to mark first time a college football team will wear QR codes in regular season games to promote players.
It's believed to be.
Believed to be.
Yeah, because everybody's been doing that before. But I love it. I think it's a brilliant idea. I think every school needs to be doing this, because I got to be honest with you. A couple of pops in you, you're sitting there in a game, that guy scores a touchdown in a late night game. Like, I got to send that kid $25. Let's go, baby. This is why I love the NIL, because these kids can now make money for doing good things.
All of a sudden, somebody scores a touchdown for Kansas. There's a bunch of people in Kansas, and they're playing Missouri football, and they go up by six with 30 seconds left. Scan his helmet, Dave. Scan his helmet, Dave. Send him $100. Send him $200. We just won.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid thrives.
And the kid thrives, man. He goes out that night and has himself a ton.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happened when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Same. From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.